Hey leaders, before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you about a free event that I'm hosting, your Personal Leadership Audit Live Workshop. I've put the workshop together because if you want to stand out as an exceptional leader, you have to know yourself, inside and out. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses is critical, and for that, you need a high degree of self-awareness and a commitment to self-reflection. Now, if you're committed to unlocking your leadership potential, then working through a self-assessment like this is going to help you to quickly identify a path to higher impact. I'll be leading you through a deep dive into the 7 imperatives of my No Bullshit Leadership Framework, so that by the end of the session, you'll know exactly what areas you need to develop if you really want to stand out from the crowd. We're only opening up 150 spots, so register now at yourceomentor.com/workshop. That's yourceomentor.com/workshop.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of No Bullshit Leadership. Collaboration is one of the big buzzwords of 21st century leadership. It's almost as if we've had this huge awakening about the need for people to exchange ideas and work together to achieve a common outcome. I hate to be a killjoy, but this is one of the core principles that underpins the theory of the firm. The whole rationale for creating companies is to bring people together with specialist expertise in a wide range of disciplines so that you can maximize the value they create for the customer. So in my head, the concept of collaboration in business is about 200 years old. Now, there are a lot of benefits to collaboration. Without it, there's going to be a lack of alignment between teams. Opportunities to test ideas in a more holistic way will be lost. Assumptions made in isolation will lead to snags, waste, rework, and complexity. And internal competition increases, and as it does, so too does groupthink. Pushing people to collaborate solves many of these problems, which would otherwise be easily avoidable. But for me, the pendulum has swung just a little too far in that direction. If you seek to promote collaboration in everything you do, this can easily devolve into a very dangerous cultural phenomenon: decision-making by consensus. I often say that decisions made by consensus, where everyone has to agree on the outcome, are the worst decisions possible. Why? Because it drives you down to the lowest common denominator. You end up with a decision that everyone can sort of live with, but no one is actually happy with. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a single individual who thinks that it's actually the best decision that could have been made. This is when collaboration has morphed into appeasement. Instead of focusing on the best solution to the problem, you focus on how to best satisfy the people. Before you know it, you're managing by committee in an all-care, no-responsibility culture. It's performance kryptonite for any organization, regardless of what industry or sector you operate in. But we know that there are real benefits to collaboration. So how do we manage it? With strong, single-point accountability. Through my years leading at executive level in large businesses, I learned that the number one thing to supercharge performance is to implement single-point accountability for every deliverable. It creates a totally different energy, and it unlocks a level of commitment and dedication that you can't otherwise create. The accountable individual has to be charged with making all relevant decisions in relation to their deliverables. This is called empowerment. But it doesn't give them the right to act unilaterally and ski off-piste. They have to be held accountable, not just for their decisions, but also the process they undertake to make sure they are great decisions. And this requires collaboration. If you focus on collaboration first, you'll end up with an all-care, no-responsibility culture where results are poor. But if you put accountability first and collaboration second, you'll be able to unlock the best of both worlds. For more depth on this insight, have a listen to episode 53 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. Don't overdo collaboration. We'll leave a link in the show notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a no bullshit leader.